You got it tuned to WOPOP on KEXP 90.3 FM, live on the web at kexp.org. I'm Derek Mazzoni, your DJ and host, and this is my first ever live in studio on WOPOP on KEXP, and it is my great pleasure to have Noura Mint Semali from Nouakchott, Mauritania, being my first band. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Love to hear some music, please.
نورا وما خلقت ما خلقت شمس ولا قمر ولا نجوم ولا لوح ولا قلم
Shabir on that.
Semali, thank you for being here. Tell me, the song is called Mohamed Doun. What is it about?
Nora, il demande sur le morceau Mohamed Doun, ça parle de quoi?
Mohamed Doun, c'est un morceau par sur le prophète Medh.
Okay, Mohamed Doun is a song about the prophet Muhammad, and it comes from a genre of song called Medha, which is just like praise song for Muhammad.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Mauritania is a huge country, but we don't get a lot of music from Mauritania. Your neighbors to Guinea, to Senegal, where there's a ton of music. Tell me a little bit about what is it like to represent this and a little bit about the music scene in Mauritania.
Il dit qu'il n'y a pas beaucoup d'artistes de Mauritanie. On n'entend pas beaucoup d'artistes qui viennent de Mauritanie comme Sénégal ou Mali. Et il demande sur la vie d'artistes en Mauritanie et c'est comment en Mauritanie avec la musique, tout court.
En Mauritanie, il y a des familles griottes qui font la musique. Et avant, c'était que les familles griottes qui font la musique. C'est pour ça que les gens ils veulent qu'on reste toujours dans notre pays. Notre musique, ils trouvent le mariage, ils trouvent les invitations, tout ça. Ils veulent que reste toujours là-dedans. Je ne sais pas, le seul problème, qu'on ne va pas être dans les autres pays, comme Mali et Sénégal et les autres pays. Mais nous, on manque beaucoup de choses pour être... C'est ça pour faire la musique internationale, faire la tradition avec la fusion, pour montrer la musique mauritanienne, parce qu'il n'y a pas beaucoup dans ailleurs.
Yeah. Okay, so the sort of base of musical tradition in Mauritania is there are griot families, as you know. Nora and Jaysha both come from griot families, which if people don't know what a griot is, it's a musical caste, so to speak. So Mauritania is kind of unique by right of the fact that the traditional music scene is still probably the most prominent. So there a big venue for music in Mauritania is weddings and traditional settings, which in other places in West Africa that's no longer the case. Certainly, pop music is kind of overtaken. Nora's whole mission is kind of to modernize the griot music and to take it internationally, and so that's kind of what she's been doing is trying to both engage the local tradition and preserve it, but then also, you know, modernize it and make it global.
Okay, but this is a fusion band, I would say. That's what
absolutely.
I,
okay. Yeah, but we're playing, you know, we're playing Moorish griot music kind of straight, even though it's a fusion band. You know, we're not like radically altering the structures and whatnot.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, so the new record is called Tsenits and Glitter Beat. Just came out last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah, a little while. We've got another one coming. We hope in September, and the song you just heard is going to be on that record.
Okay, perfect. So. And you're playing at Albert Rose Theater tomorrow in Portland, Oregon, and then USUC San Diego on March 3rd, and you're doing all this with a brand new baby. So.
Yeah.
Bravo. Amazing.
Yeah, we're We're a family-friendly tour.
It's a full family affair. Would love to hear some more music, please.
Okay.
Nuramint Semali from Mauritania on Bopop KXP.
I'm
حوال الغرب حبس هذات يوم عار مجاريه عبر هذه الرمالية ينبرى يبضوه سدود ويجري لا يبالي بشهر لا لا يبالي عائشة البندبل سم وسلاح هو دليل يضيع
Nawura Mint Simali on Wopop and KEXP. How'd you guys find each other?
Yeah, this is always a question we get.
Well, you live in Dakar.
Yeah, I live in Dakar. Noor and Jesh are married and have been playing for like 18 years or more together. Mm-hmm. Ousmane Touré, our bassist, had played with Noora and Noora's father, actually, for, you know, many years. And Ousmane's played with everyone in Mauritania. I met them in Senegal. I was working with another artist at a festival, and they needed a drummer, and I had never had an opportunity to go to Mauritania, and so that was it. And then
you just sit in and go like, yeah, I can do this.
yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Wow, I'm impressed.
No, I mean, it took time to learn, obviously. But yeah, it's something that evolved, you know, bit by bit.
Okay.
So
okay, a question for Noora. Did you? You're part of a griot family, so that means that you have to play music. Do you have to play music, or was there another road for you if you chose it?
Il demande en tant que griot, est-ce que tu es obligé de faire la musique, ou bien tu peux faire ce que tu veux?
C'est pas obligé de faire la musique. Il y a des griots mauritaniens, ils travaillent dans notre chose. C'est pas la même musique.
Yeah, it's not forcé. It's not forced. It's not an obligation.
Okay.
She has family members who have chosen other careers. It's by no means a forced thing. But a lot of people get drawn to it because you're around great musicians all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds amazing. And it sounds like your father was a prominent scholar. He studied in Baghdad, and he was the first one to notate Mauritanian music. Is that true?
That's correct.
Okay, and your stepmother was also a great singer, so it's kind of like, hey, here's this platform.
Right, yeah, I mean...
Il dit que c'est Mali qui a étudié en Irak, qui a écrit la musique, et il parle sur Dimi. Noora got her start singing as a backing vocalist with Dimi. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool is like we will sometimes use younger sisters of Noora as backup vocalists for us. So that's really and you know, sisters of family members of Jesh too.
Okay.
And so it's really a family affair.
Okay.
As
beautiful.
They say.
And you sound amazing. Thank you for being here.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We'd love to hear some more, please. Thank you.
زادني بالذي منيتيني طمع
to that all day. Noura Mint Semali. Jesh, how did you, what did you learn how to play guitar like that?
Il demande où tu as appris la guitare comme ça.
Yeah.
He's been playing since he was a kid, and he really is in the traditional circuit a lot more when he's home with his brothers and whatnot, and enjoys playing at weddings and whatnot. Also, the way that he's playing guitar comes directly from how he plays tidinit, which is tidinit, for those who know, ngoni in Mali or halam in Senegal. It has a lot of different names, but it's called tidinit in Mauritania. And also, he's modified his guitar. He's got quarter tones on the upper end of the neck there.
The heads are just kind of, they must love you, just like sit there and stare. It's like, how do you do that? And Usman is just like, he's channeling something.
Mashallah, yeah.
But the band is also interesting because you just had a remix by Chimurenga Renaissance. You guys work with Tenari Wen, Basakoye Kiyote, Ngoni Ba, and also Baba Mal. So you're also part of this scene that's coming from the Sahel. Which sounds amazing and is fabulous, but you guys are taking it to a whole other level.
Thanks.
And touring and just, creating this, almost like a sense of awareness about it, but it's also tied to country and tied to, and having you in it, it's a great mix.
Yeah, we're just trying to do what every, young independent band tries to do. And it's like, we have all these channels available to us for, by right of being, from a country that no one knows about, you know, you can kind of make use of all this institutional stuff. Like we can play in museums,
exactly.
And schools. We can also play in clubs. And that's a really amazing sort of versatility. I think we're just trying to make it work like anyone else. And,
it works.
Thank you.
And there's vinyl, everybody out there. The record's out on Glitterbeat. A new one is coming out. Is it also going to be on Glitterbeat, or is that?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
It will.
Awesome. Playing at Albert Rose Theater, March 2nd, March 3rd, UC San Diego. Noura.
Also, UCLA on the 5th. And for people going to South by Southwest, we will be playing two showcases there. One is on the 17th at Hotel Vegas. It's the Levitation showcase, formerly known as Austin Psych Fest. The second one is the Global Fest showcase, which will be happening at the Palme d'Or.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Now I'm bummed that I'm not going to South by Southwest. Noura Mint Semali on Wopop and KXP. We'd love to hear one more song, please.
Great.
شفت رقاح وان وشفت تجيب شفت رقزنان الناس رحل وضرن مرحان عريس سيد شفت رقزنان الناس رحل وضرن مرحان عريس Yeah.
خفيف وانا ثقيل الغزال خفيف وانا ثقيل هو اللابس سيف
Semali, that was the perfect way to introduce the space. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Please. Nuramit Semali on Ardin and vocals, Jesh Oluchikhali on guitar, Matthew Tunari on drums, Usman Ture on bass. Tell me a story. John Kurtzer, who I always say this, but it's always true, has forgotten more about African music than I or anybody else ever liked to learn, said that you guys played Vancouver Folk Festival. And then Joan Baez canceled, and you guys played at the last minute, and then blew it out of the water.
First of all, John drove us up to Vancouver.
John,
yeah, from Seattle. So we made it there, and yeah, there was Joan Baez got sick, and the organizers were kind enough to give us her slot.
Wow, you blew the old hippies out of the water.
Yeah, we really enjoyed that that set because it's they have it in I forget the name of the park. It's like this park right by the water. Mm-hmm. And
Stanley.
They had given everyone these sort of lanterns and whatnot, and we played this song Tzeni, the title track of the mm-hmm. album, and people just spontaneously started to like spin around with these lights. So the view from stage was unforgettable for us. That was definitely a memorable show.
There's something about that one song, because my friend Ed, who's in the studio right now, also was like, that song is speaking to me. There's something going on there. Uh-huh. And when you played it last night at the Triple Door, everybody's like, what is going on? There's some magic going on in that song.
Et il y a la magie dedans. Il y a la magie dans la musique. Ça, c'est vrai. Ça, c'est sûr.
Notre boulot à Mauritanie, c'est que de la musique.
Yeah, they've been in this for life, and mm-hmm. it's their only job, and it's really the central vehicle.
Perfect. Okay.
Just talking about a vocal technique thing, mm-hmm. where when at about 13 or 12, like before puberty, to get that kind of power that Nora has, you sing until you lose your voice, and then when your vocal cords like heal, that's what gives you that extra
wow
power. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, which is you might have noticed on this last song, it's like being her drummer, I will say, you never know how long she's going to stretch out.
Like,
sometimes you're just like, okay, did the second fill, here's the third one, when's she going to stop? Like, but it's fun.
It's beautiful. Please come back again. Please, please, please. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. Nuramit Semali on Wopop on KXP. I want to thank Scott Holpinen, Christopher Somerville, Justin Wilmore, Victoria Van Brunisse, Kevin Suggs, of course, Alia D'Alessandro, and Caitlin Golden. This is Derek Mazzoni on Wopop KEXP 90.3 Seattle, where the music matters. And we did our first live in studio.
Yeah, and we want to say thank you for having us for the first one. So, yeah.
It's the best. Thank you.